because that doesn't necessarily mean that I won't be long. It just means that I don't plan to be long. And sometimes I'm still long anyway, whether I plan to be or not. But I don't plan to be long this evening, but I do want to give you a simple thought here from Psalm 128. I want to try to preach this psalm out tonight. And there's an overriding theme that takes place in Psalm 128, and it's so much along the same lines as the song that Brother Tom has finished up the song service with this evening. And as he has testified, and others have, and Ms. Lubbers then testified at closing out the testimony service of how that it is amazing what God can do and how He can change a life and a home and a heart, and I'm thankful for that. And this psalm, is the overriding theme of it, is the man that is blessed. And I'm thankful that I can count myself in that number here this evening. The man that is blessed, and we are, just to be here tonight, to be counted among the living, to be here this evening with a Bible in our hands and with the Holy Ghost moving among us and a song on our lips and joy down in our hearts. And thank God, we are very blessed, and I'm thankful for all of His blessings on us. I'm thankful for His grace that's been shed abroad among us. Thankful for the fellowship of the people of God here this evening. I'm thankful for the movement of the Spirit of God in our midst. And so, I want to show you some things from this psalm about that man that is blessed. If you've found your place and are able and willing to stand with us, we'll reverence the reading of the Word of the Lord from Psalms 128. Psalm 128, the Word of God says, "Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel." You can be seated. Thank you for standing with us while I read the Word of the Lord. Several occasions in this one psalm, it uses this word, blessed. Blessed is everyone, that man that is blessed. The Lord shall bless thee. And the Lord is in the business of working in our lives and blessing. Now, I'm not one of these preachers that only wants to preach on the blessings all the time, but I'm going to tell you there are some blessings in serving the Lord. And He is in the blessing business. Amen. And He hadn't forgotten how to work in our lives in blessings. And we don't serve Him to get blessings, but thank God we don't serve Him without blessings. Amen. And He will bless those that bless Him. He will bless those that serve Him. He'll bless those that honor Him. He has so promised to do in His Word. Psalm chapter 1 is a psalm all about that man that is a blessed man. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law doth he meditate both day and night. And he goes on to tell us about his blessings. In this psalm we see that blessed man showing up again. Matter of fact, if you'll hang around long enough where the Lord is, you'll find that blessed man quite often. And if you look real good at who he is, you might recognize him as yourself. Amen. I mean, we are blessed to serve him. We're blessed to be saved. We are blessed just to have a place in the work of the Lord. And I'm thankful for God's blessings on me. This psalm tells us about the life of a man that is blessed. He's blessed in this psalm. We find that he's blessed in his farm. He's blessed in his family. He's blessed in his faith. And he's blessed in his fellowship with God. I simply want to point out a few things that the Bible says in this psalm about the blessed man. And then I'm going to close tonight. I don't try to be true to what I expect and be short if God will help me and bless me to do so. Amen. I do want to preach, but I don't want to preach any longer what he wants me to. Amen. So I want to point out this man that is blessed. And notice the man that is blessed has his walk in the law. In verse number 1,
Lord. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. Your walk has to do with your daily life. Whether the Word of God deals anywhere with our walk, it's dealing with our lives on a daily basis. Every step that you take, a life is a step-by-step experience. You've heard the old phrases, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. You know what the truth of the matter is? You can't cross it till you do get there. I mean, you can worry about tomorrow all you want, but it won't get here for you to handle it any faster. Amen. Life is a day-by-day, a step-by-step, moment-by-moment experience. How when it deals in the Bible with our walk, it's dealing with our everyday lives. You know God is interested in your life every day. He's interested in your walk, friend. He's interested in your daily life. The man who walks in the way of the Lord is blessed. And not the man who shows up once a month for church on Sunday morning and says amen to the preacher. But the man who walks in the Lord, who walks in His way. I wonder, are you walking in the way of the Lord? And not, are you a church member? Did you come on Sunday morning? You even did good. You came on Sunday night. I mean, you shook the preacher's hand. You said amen. And you listened to the Sunday school teacher. But I wonder about tomorrow. What will your walk be like? Are you walking in His ways? How about the habits of your daily life? What do you do when you rise up and when you lie down? What do you do when you walk in the way? I mean, does your life every day reflect the Lord and Jesus Christ? The man is blessed that fears the Lord and walks in His ways. By the way, if you don't live for God daily, if you don't serve God daily, if all you have is meeting house religion, and all you are is a Christian in name at church, then you really don't fear God. Amen. For if you feared God, you know He sees you every day. He sees you where you are. He sees you in the secret place. He sees you in your solitude. Amen. And a man's not what he is or when you see him. And what a man's reputation is and not what he is. A lot of folks have got a reputation they live and that they are dead. Amen. But I tell you what you are. It's who you are when you're alone. One man said, you are what you are when you're in the car. Amen. And that's about right too, thank God. Amen. Isn't it amazing? The folks that are passing by, cut you off in traffic, tell you you're number one, shake their fist at you, and then you look down there and see a Jesus fish on their bumper. I'm going to tell you, there's more to being a Christian and putting a Jesus fish somewhere or another, or wearing a WWJD bracelet. Amen. That's exactly right. Being a Christian has to do with your everyday life. Living for God daily. Walking for Jesus every day. I wonder about your walk. I tell you, the blessed man is the man that lives for God every day. He's got more than meeting house religion. He's got more than church house religion. But he lives for God. Does Jesus go home with you? Does He eat with you? Does He pray with you? Does He show up in your living room? He does in my house. And if He shows up in your living room, if He lies down with you at night, if He's there when tears fall off on your pillow, if He hears you when you pray, woo! Thank God if it visits you and your family devotions, then you are truly a blessed man. If He honors you and how you live your life, then friend, you are blessed. Amen. The man that's blessed has his walk in the law. The man that's blessed has more than just a once a week, hour long relationship with God. The Lord is not interested in weekend visits. He wants full custody of your life. Amen. I mean, the man that's blessed, he walks with God every day. And then in verse number 2, I see that not only is the blessed man the one that has his below. But I see the blessed man and the work of his labor. Verse 2 said, "For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." We don't normally put these two things together. And most of us, if we weren't taught now, and there ain't nobody here but just us, so we can be honest, can't we? Most of us, if we weren't taught now, you'd say, "Well, I've got to go to work in the morning. I got news for you. I ain't got to go to work in the morning. I got to go to jury duty in the morning. I'd rather go to work. I don't know about you." But most of us would say, "Well, I've got to go to work in the morning." That is until you've been unemployed and getting hungry for a while. Amen. And then you're saying it when you get a job. Thank God I get to go to work in the morning. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, friend. The blessed man is not the man who don't have to do nothing. He's just a man who can do what he needs to do with a smile on his face. Amen. He can enjoy the labor of his hands. I tell you, by nature, labor is rough and hard. The flesh does not like it. But I tell you, there's something about the Lord that'll cause a man to labor with love, to labor with a smile, to enjoy what he's doing. You know why, Adam? Before the fall, labored out in the sun, but yet it was not a labor to him. Because every evening in the cool of the day, and God came down and walked through that garden with him. He'd get it ready all day long for God to show up and to walk with him. I wonder, friend, do you do your labor as unto the Lord? Do you work as unto the Lord? Do you let God bring glory to himself? You do every single day. If you'll do it unto the Lord, and you can do it with a smile on your face, you can whistle while you work, you can enjoy what you're doing, and God can inhabit your life even in your labor.
Amen. That's right. The blessed man is not the man who doesn't have to work. He's the man who can work, who enjoys his work, and who God blesses his work. God honors his efforts, and through his labor, though it may be hard, and the pressure may be difficult, and the work may be long, he sees God's hand on his work, and he's grateful to be able to feed his family. Now listen, I don't always say every day a lot of pride in the fact that I got up and went to work. Matter of fact, I've always just kind of figured that's what folks are supposed to do. A man is work and take care of the family. A man that won't work, an able-bodied man that won't work and care for his family is worse than an infidel. That's what the word of the Lord says. And a friend, I've always just kind of figured that's what I'm supposed to do. But somehow or another, when I watch my youngins eat, and when I watch them in their lives be blessed, when I see things that I'm able to do for them, it makes me thankful to be able to work. It makes me thankful to be able to labor. And this man here, friend, he was happy in his labor. He said that it shall be well with me. I wonder, you thankful that God give you two good hands and two good legs and a mind to understand and to work in the capacity he'll be able to do something to be a blessing to your family. I tell you, instead of facing an alarm clock at 5 o'clock in the morning and saying, "Oh no, I've got to go to work," why don't tonight you stop before you lay down on the bed at night and say, "Thank you, Lord, that I'm able. Thank you, Lord, that my heart's a beating. Thank you, Lord, that I'm able to stand on my own two legs and for giving me work to do and a way to care for my family." You say, "I'm just a mama." You got a more important job in here than any of the rest of us does. I mean, friend, you do your labor and do it with love. Somebody said, "I've had about enough hanging around with these crazy kids all day. It just about drove me out of my mind." If you keep telling your young'un,
believes that. They're going to get to where they believe it. And they're going to say that they drive you crazy and that you hate them. Amen. You need to let them know that you're thankful that God put them in your life and that you're glad to be their mama and that you want to live before them with an example of love and to live before them with Christ showing up in your life. Oh yes. If not, one of these days they'll decide not to drive you crazy no more and you won't see them anymore. Amen. That's exactly right. Love them. Do your labor with love. The walking is law. The man that's blessed is a man who has a walk in the law of God. He works in his labor. And then we'll say in the verse number 3, we see his witness before his loved ones. His witness before his loved ones. Verse 3 says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants around about thy table. The blessed man is honored in his family life. God bless his wife and blesses his children. And you know, sir, when you serve God, that your life and your service to God blesses your wife and your kids. And when you serve the devil, your life curses your family and curses your children. Amen. That's right. A man, you really love your husband, live for God. Sir, you really love your wife, live for God. Parents, you really love your children, live for God. If you'll live for God, it'll bless your family. And notice this man, the closeness of his family. How the scripture pictures his wife as a fruitful vine which surely speaks. God honoring them with children. But notice that this vine is not in the neighbor's yard. It's not down the road at the greenhouse or the nursery. But it's attached to his house. Amen. It's a growing up. Hey, and you've seen it, the vine growing up the side of the house. It's not enough when a vine's next to the house to just grow right there close by. It clings to, it holds to that house. You know why mamas and daddies can't cling to one another? You know why there's division in households? You know why folks can't stay married? Because they're not walking in the law of God. They're not living for God. They're not loving God. Oh, I tell you, friend, a man's blessed whose wife loves his home. A woman's blessed who has a husband that loves their home. People are blessed that have a spouse that love one another. Amen. And cling to one another. I tell you, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And they twain shall be one flesh. And God will put us together and cause us to cleave one to the other. I tell you, hold on to each other tight. You're a blessed man if you got a marriage. You're a blessed man if you got a family. You're a blessed man if God's in the middle of it. Hold on tight to it. The devil's got you in the crosshairs. All of hell hates your marriage and your home, friend. And you'll need the help of the glory world if you're to live for God and to stay together through this life. Amen. That's exactly right. His wife is as a fruitful vine, clinging to the sides of the house in verse 3. And notice his children. They like olive plants. Now, I don't know all of what that means, like olive plants. But I do believe it speaks to their productivity. These olive plants are not decorative plants. They're plants that are there to bring about productivity. They're plants to bring about something sweet. They're plants that are there to bring about something that seasons or spices up your life. And I'm going to tell you, that's what your children are that God has given you. They will add spice into your life. Sometimes it'll get hotter than what you can stand. Amen. That's exactly right. They'll add some spice into your life. They'll add some flavor. God put them there for that. But notice their proximity. By the way, it is interesting, isn't it? The kid, the wife is down at the house. All the kids is down at the table. And by the way, that don't seem to ever change. When I go home, and when I go back to my parents' house, you know, first place I go to, Brother John, I go to the table. Amen. I just expect there to be something to eat. My brother Milby said his daddy told him when he left home as a boy, he said, when you leave home, son, I'm going to saw the end of the table off and break your plate. Oh, my. But he said even when I got grown and moved out, every time I went home, there's something to eat on the table. I'm going to tell you, we see the closeness of this man's family. Oh, they have children are compared to plants. And plants, by the way, don't move. A blessed man is a man whose witness is so strong that his family wants to be close to him. They see in Dad something that draws them to him, to fellowship with him. Oh, my friend, that love, that bond, that closeness, that's something around, get some about, getting around the table and eating together with your family. I tell you, if you can do that, you are a blessed man.
Amen.
This man had a witness before him. His children didn't look at him and say, I tell you, I sure do hate my daddy. But they said, you know what? If I got to lap down anywhere, I'd just soon plant myself right here beside my father's table as any place I know of. Amen. I wonder what kind of witness you got before your children. Do you provoke your children unto wrath? Or do you bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? My granddaddy says, in the nature and admiration of the Lord. And that ain't in the Bible, but that's right too. Amen. Friend, that we ought to bring them up in the nature and admiration of the Lord. We ought to bring them up in a manner to, so as to please God, so as to honor God, so as to glorify God. I wonder what kind of testimony you have before your children. I think highly of you. You look good to me. All of you dressed in suit and ties and dress clothes and looking nice tonight. Men looking like men and women like women. I mean, as far as I know, you're doing good. I say, your hand, say, God bless you and I love you. And I mean it. I wonder if your children think the same way about you as your preacher does. You see, they saw you when you closed your hand in the linen closet. Amen. They heard what you said when you dropped. Have something on your foot. And they see you whenever you get mad. And if things don't go your way, are you listening to me? And they know who you are when you're riding in traffic. Amen. And all the slow pumps in the county have gotten right in front of you. I know you can't go fast enough to get where you need to be. They know what you like, friend. And when they've acted up and done wrong, and you've got to discipline them, and you need to do it in the Lord. I just said, you get in the flesh. I wonder, do your children think as highly of you as what your pastor does? And my friend, they know you better than what I do. I wonder, friend, how is your witness before your family, your children, your loved ones? Do they see Jesus in your life? His walk is a man's blessed. His walk is in the law. His work of his labor. In verse 3, his witness before his loved ones. But then verses 4 through 6 continue to tell us about his worship of the Lord. Verse 4 said, behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord.
Amen.
All the other blessings, everything in verses 1 through 3 is rooted in what verse 4 says. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. All the other blessings are rooted in his trust in God. All the good gifts, all the good things of life, all the blessings that you have come from, your relationship with God. And my friend, it is the grace of God that, my friend, every good and every perfect gift coming from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good thing has come from Him. All of my blessings come from the Lord. I mean, that family, those friends, and the home you live in, everything that God has done for you, it's a blessing from the Lord. This blessed man's not blessed because he's got a good wife. He's got a good wife because he's blessed. This blessed man's not blessed because he has good children. He has good children because he is blessed. This blessed man doesn't have a good home because that he's a blessed man. He has, my friend, rather he doesn't have these things that doesn't make him blessed, but rather he has them because he's blessed. I'm going to tell you, God is not just a blessing. He's the source of blessings. He's not just a blessing. He's the blesser. Amen. All the blessings, all the good things, all the joys of life are from him. I serve him, friend. I'll tell you, without him, none of this else is possible. My wife, my children, my home, my shoes, my clothes, the food that I eat, the very air that I breathe, it's all his. It's a blessing from God. And I'm so thankful to be a blessed man.
And I live for him because I love him, and I love him because he first loved me. Amen. And I've learned not to just love him for the blessings, but I've learned to love him because he's the blesser. Love him for his identity and not just for his attributes. Did you know that's what most of the time we end up doing? We love him for his attributes. We love him for his mercy. We love him for his love. We love him for his grace. We love him for his majesty. We love him for his glory. We love him for his power. These are his attributes. Instead of loving him for his identity, that he's God, that he's high and holy, that he is, my friend, above all things, that he's King of kings and Lord of lords, and we're going to love him and trust him. And then when you learn to love him for his identity rather than his attributes, he has a way of opening up that river of his attributes and just pouring blessings out on your life. Amen. Oh, that's right. I have my blessings because I'm blessed. I'm not blessed because I have blessings. I have blessings because I'm blessed. Hey, friend, listen. If you're blessed because of your blessings instead of being blessed because of the blesser, then if your blessings were to go away, then you wouldn't be blessed no more. I don't know if you followed all that or not. But today, what if you go home tonight and a tornado's come through and blew the house away? And what if the wife you love, what if you have to stand by the graveside of the man or the woman that you've given your heart and your life to? What happens if you do like Brother Osmail and have to bury your wife and your children and lose your home and all the labors of your hands? What if all your blessings were taken away? And yet last Sunday morning he stood in this pulpit and said, I am a very blessed man. He's not blessed because of his blessings. He's blessed because of the blesser. Amen. You see, if you've lost everything else, but you still got God, he's the one everything else came from. And in the end, Job had more than in the beginning, because at no point did he curse God with his lips. At no point did he turn his heart against God. He just loved him. And though he questioned him, he did not distrust him. He just did not understand. I tell you, friend, we're not blessed because of the blessings. We're blessed because of the blesser.
That's right.
My blessings are not the proof of my blessing. My blessings are the evidence and the production of my blessing. My blessing is in the Lord. And did you know a lot of times your blessings are things nobody else will see or know about? You don't remember that fellow that wrestled Jacob all night? Wrestled him until the morning came, and Jacob could not prevail against him in the book of Genesis. But at the end of the night, the Bible said that the Lord touched the hollow of his thigh and knocked his leg out of joint. He come across the river, and they said, what in the world happened to you? You spent all night fighting. Now you're beaten and you're battered and you're bruised. You're crippled and hobbling on one leg. How your clothes is all tore up. What in the world happened? It sure does look terrible. He looked at him through them old bloody eyes and said, you wouldn't believe, I just got me a blessing. All your blessings are not things people can see. The world may not even be able to understand. He wasn't blessed because of cattle and land and the wives and children. He already had all of that. But he was blessed because the Lord had touched him. And I'm going to tell you, if God
touches you, then you're blessed. And if God don't touch you, you're not blessed. It won't matter how much is in the bank account, how big your family is, how many friends that you've got. I tell you, my friend, your blessings is found in the hand of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. His worship of the Lord. And notice verse 5, he said, the Lord shall bless thee.
You know where your blessings come from? It's the Lord.
Amen. The Lord shall bless thee.
Right.
And notice what he's doing. He's blessing you, he said, out of Zion.
Yeah.
That word Zion means a high place.
Yeah.
A place that's lifted up. A place that's elevated. Amen. Oh, yes. Our blessings is coming from on high. Amen. That's exactly right. From the one that's lifted up. From the one that's elevated. From that one that's higher than us. And friend, you too can be blessed with high living if you walk with God. Amen. That's right. The Lord shall bless thee, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. He'll honor you to worship, pray, to get in touch with heaven, and to know the presence of God as a principle of life. You'll be blessed with long life and with peace. I mean, this is the man that is blessed.
I'm
quitting preaching right about now. We have watched people in this world, and we watch the wealthy. We watch the lifestyles of the rich and famous. Wasn't that the TV show that was on back in the 80s? The lifestyles of the rich and famous. That fella had a accent that I can't copy. The lifestyles of the rich and famous. And he would speak that way. He wasn't from Harrelson County. I don't know where he is from, but he wasn't from Harrelson County. I can tell you that much. Had probably never been to Buchanan. Amen. Ain't it interesting? We're so crazy down here. We call it Buchanan, and it was named after President Buchanan. Do you realize that? I mean, that's got to be an interesting place to live in a place like Harrelson County where they do that. Amen. Oh, the blessings. We watch the lifestyle of the rich and famous. We watch all the people around us that have had this and gotten this and acquired that and all this kind of foolishness. People sit down at their meals together. This one wants to compare with that one. This one wants to say, I've got this and that one's got that. One more way always won't outdo the other. If one gets a house that's this large, another's got to get one that's at least 2 square feet larger. One's got to do one going by them. A nice Buick, another's got to have a Cadillac. And then this oven's got to have a Mercedes Benz. People go in debt to buy stuff they cannot afford with money they don't have to impress people they really don't even like. Amen. Or even know many times. Our folks are trying to keep up with the Joneses and hawk up to their eyeballs. Can't keep up with the payments to get their stuff. We look around and see people with stuff or things and money and status and education. And you say they're blessed. I'm going to tell you something somewhere or another. Around your kitchen table with pinto beans, cornbread, and God in your heart. And jiving a Peter. And my friend living in a place where you can feel a wind come through the windows. But the Lord comes through with that wind. You're more blessed than to be living in a great house. And my friend is driving 5 automobiles. And wearing fancy clothes. You're just better off to have Jesus. You're blessed if you got the blesser. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. And you're abiding in death. I wonder tonight, are you the man that is blessed? If you got God, then you're blessed. Amen. That's right. I'm finished preaching. I've tried to preach to you what the Lord's laid on my heart. I don't know about you, but I want to be that man. I am blessed. I am blessed. Not I want to be blessed. I am blessed. And I want to be that man. I want to walk the way he walks. I want the blessings of God to be readily evident in my life. I want it to show up on me how God has showed up in me. Amen. I want it to show out of me the way God has showed out in me. Amen. I want it to, friend, to reflect to others what Christ has done inside of my life. I want to be that man. I want to be a witness. I'm going to tell you something else. I want to be thankful for my blessings. I don't want to sit around this table with the fruitful vine and the olive plants and take it all for granted that it's just supposed to be that way. But I want to be thankful for His blessings on me. Well, I've preached to you what the Lord's laid on my heart. I don't know how God's dealt with you about it. But if the Lord stirred your heart in some way and you need to pray, I'd invite you to come. Stand to your feet if you need to talk to the Lord. These altars are open tonight. The man that's blessed is what I've been trying to preach on. If you need to pray, would you come?